Where is Juniper? I thought you two would be wearing matching clothing by now. Are you two attached to the hip? I don't even want to come between something that's happening. Is this happening? Is this happening? Because you're my friend, and I don't want to fuck things up for you. Does that count for something? So, you told her that you want her to fuck around? Wait, but did she say that she wanted you to also fuck around? Look, where is she? In your sound room? Look, listen, do you mind if I ask her out? I mean, I'll make it worse. I was not about to bribe you with sex, but yes, this whole situation has gotten me horny as fuck. I should have stayed with you two the other night. Hearing her try to mute herself with squeaks only to scream came three times in your kitchen. Remembered I had a massager in my purse, and I came three more times. After I left, how many more times did you fuck? I want to know. I need to know these things. I'm curious. Come on, just brag a little. I want the deets on what it's like. I mean, are you refusing to tell me because she said my name? Damn. I know you're not lying, which makes this a lot less fun for me. Did you cuddle? Oh, poor baby. You don't mind, though. Okay, good. I'll be right in.
That was Victoria? I'm not blushing. She should be the one that should be doing this. She's got the experience. The campaign stuff, the additional tech information on how to do things. I don't know. I mean, everyone seems to be working in social media today. But she also has the sexual experience I don't. Well, compared to her, I don't. I thought I was pretty knowledgeable until all of this stuff started to happen. Are you sure that...
You two aren't fucking without me, huh? Where should I stand or sit? Junie, are you okay?
You're naked. I thought I would be used to her being naked by now. The other day, she did put a shirt on, but she was still oozing sex when she got up. She kept exposing herself to me, but I still wasn't because I never crushed on a girl as much as this before. And then she horrified me.
Is this thing on? Oh, it is. Give me a countdown. Welcome to Juniper's Branching Out, a sexual awakening. This podcast is for those 18 years of age or older, so go complain to your mommy that you can't listen. I am your mistress of ceremonies, queen of only freaks, commander of Clit Hub, and the succubus of your nightmares, the mommy of your daymares, Victoria Kyrie. But this is not about me. This is about our woman of the hour, Juniper Branch. Juniper, tell me, do you have a brother that I can take advantage of named Redwood?
You are naked.
What? It's a sex podcast. Get naked, Junie. It's freeing. I mean, I saw some of those skimpy outfits you were modeling the other day, and those never got released to the public.
But I wasn't naked.
Our girl is currently glowing five shades of red, and it's matching her hair. So, callers, let us know. Should Junie get naked? That's 555-Junie if you want her naked. 555-Junie if you want her naked.
No, I did not approve callers.
Ring, ring. Hi, this is Victoria. Oh, what's your name, sir? Oh, I'm not a sir. My name is Madam Knickerboxers. Will Junie sell me hers so I can wear them on my head when I have my handmaid peg me?
What did I get into? Of course, this is like the stupid interrupting questions.
And you just hear our producer and technical director, Mr. Wolf, who is unfazed by this. Also, we both fucked him.
Seriously? Seriously? Seriously?
So, anyway, Junie Bug, after I left the other day, Wolf wouldn't tell me. How many times did you fuck when I gave you the secret, No, but more importantly, you didn't tell me about your brother Redwood. I need to know. You do have a brother named Redwood, don't you? Oh my god, that is even better. Oh, Daddy Redwood.
Are we cutting that out? We're cutting that out, right? No, we are cutting that out. Okay. I guess it can be special footage. It's not like anyone is going to sign up for the Patreon right away. Do I have to, though? I have sisters, Acacia and Willow, and a little brother named Ash.
Wow. So, I know I can get to your whole family and get wood, huh? Am I right, listeners? Junie, if I was going to be named after a tree, what would I be?
I don't know. Probably one with a huge root system that requires that it has an extreme amount of water and very top-heavy with its branches and leaves, and it totally tries to fuck other trees.
Did you just call me a thirsty bitch with a big ass and tits that wants to fuck your family based on names alone?
You're smart.
So, Wolf here has given me something that says, okay, stop the comedy, start the show. The topic is fuck you. Fuck this topic. Junie, tell us about losing your virginity.
Oh. Hey, I wasn't ready for this topic.
Yeah, his topic's fucking boring.
I chose the topic.
Yeah, your topic is fucking boring.
Well, tell your story first, if you're going to change it on me like that.
I had to sign a document saying that I wasn't allowed to talk about that.
What? Why?
Can't tell you on the podcast. It's actually legalities that I had to sign. I mean, I'll make you a deal, though. If you come over here and suck my right titty, I'll tell you how old I was when we are done recording. If you suck my right tit, I'll give you the details when you go out on a date with me tonight.
You know what? Fuck it.
What are you doing?
Shut up.
Oh, holy fucking shit. Oh my god. And you're for the right one, too. Oh, god damn. Now I'm wet and horny. Can we stop so I can fuck her?
Nope. Suffer. I have to rain check tonight. Tomorrow?
I was only joking. Unless you wanna.
I sucked your right tit, didn't I?
Oh, okay. What about the first time?
Technically, my first time lasted 3 minutes, and he left with facial fractures.
Oh, holy shit! Why is Wolf laughing?
Well, it was an after-prom party. Wolf was trying to behave himself, but he gathered an audience of girls, you know, like he does. This cute dude was talking to me the whole night, and I told Wolf I was going to take advantage of it. He was busy talking philosophy, but I knew if I screamed, he would come barging in. Didn't need him, though.
Oh, no. He's laughing harder now. I really need to hear this.
So the guy and I are making out, right? He made himself sound like he had this huge dick, but my high school professor, he had a slightly bigger one.
Oh, how big?
Is that really important?
Oh, fuck, always.
Fine, like this big.
And your professor?
Oh my god, seriously, like this. Oh. We were going to tell that story today, you know?
We can talk about older men abusing their power in a later episode. Trust me, I am all for it. But what happened at the party? That's what I want to know.
I told him to put on a condom, and he said he would, but then he didn't.
Oh, motherfucker.
He did get all the way in. I told him to pull out, but he was all, but it feels good, baby, don't you like? And he didn't finish the sentence because I grabbed a nearby lamp and I kind of smashed his face with it.
Oh, shit. That's fucking badass, Junie Pie.
That's why he was laughing. Turns out I was pretty much the only girl that he didn't come in when he had the chance. He did get put in jail for rape, though, because technically that's what he did and evidence backed it up. He wouldn't accept a plea. I thought he'd get sympathy, but he didn't. 10 years.
Oh, shit. Note to self, hide blunt objects when seducing Junie Berry. Okay, what about the good first time?
Look, I'm not trying to be a prude, but that's really open to interpretation.
Okay, so the first time you got fucked by a penis and you liked it. How about that?
Oh, Okay, yeah, that's another virginity story.
Oh, wait, which one did you lose?
Not that way. Tinder. I met a guy, his name was Antonio. We'd been talking for a couple of days, and he invited me over to his place for Netflix and chili.
Netflix and chill?
No, chili. He'd made a big pot of it, and it was cold out, so I thought it would be nice. And I wasn't naive, so I knew I'd probably have sex, but at least I'd also get fed. The cinnamon really does bring out the kick. Those peppers, you're right. I haven't had a good bowl like that in forever. Thank you. Yeah, I will have more wine. Thanks. Now, let me ask you something. Do you just invite girls over, give them wine and food, and just stare holes in them the whole time? Well, you need to actually hold up your part of the conversation, too, or, you know, show some sort of interest in me and...
That's not the Junie I barely know.
Wait, what?
Well, what made you feel that forward? Because you don't come off like that when you're talking about this stuff.
Really good chili. The fact that I felt I was with, like, this totally timid bird. You've never done this before? What? You never had a woman over to your house for a Tinder date? Or you never had someone survive your chili? It actually was good. Oh, honey, we don't have to do anything you don't want.
What is it with you and that line?
It's not a line.
The cast with the small dick guy, you said something completely similar. That's a future episode, by the way, folks, so I know I'm getting ahead of myself. But was that guy a timid bird too?
Ugh, you're fucking right. Either they're assholes or timid birds.
Yeah, Seawolf, you're definitely an asshole.
No, that's not... I can't do this.
Folks, next week we're going to talk about Wolf and Junie because she just turned purple and ran out the door. Dude, give me your shirt. You're wearing two. Give me one. Give me the one that's on top of the other one. No, don't chase her. It's the worst thing you can do right now. Just go to Starbucks and get us some coffee. Make yourself fucking useful. No, the one further away. She needs a girl. There you are, Junie dear. I thought you'd be three blocks away by now.
No. I can't do this.
Is it okay if I sit down?
Go ahead.
What's wrong?
I can't. He's still here. Did I make him mad?
No, you didn't. He's just getting us something to drink. Junibear, do you have girlfriends to talk with?
I have plenty of girlfriends. Binders full of girlfriends.
Okay, Mitt Romney. So you can be funny, too. You need girl talk, I think. What's going on?
Wolf isn't an asshole, okay?
Oh, I know he's not. That can't be what triggered this, though.
Well, after you left, we had a few drinks. We cuddled on the couch, and... You don't want to hear about this.
Of course I do, but tell me what you want to tell me, I guess. You don't have to tell me everything if you don't want to.
Well, we wound up having sex in every room of his house. Since he kept coming, he was just going for longer and longer. Well, when we were done, I couldn't even stand. I couldn't walk. I basically couldn't feel anything. And he could have been a bragging asshole about leaving me in such a twitching, sweaty mess, but, well, he ran me a bath, he had me soak, he brought me dinner while I soaked. I was so relaxed, and it was wonderful and perfect, and yes, he can be an asshole, but he's been different with me than other guys. He washed all the cum out of my hair, and then he combed and brushed it all dry.
That's him. Look. I'm going to show you these pictures. Well, I'm going to show you the pictures I told you I was going to show you last time. And it's going to be awful, so be ready, okay?
Holy shit. Holy shit! Oh, wow. How?
Oh, that wasn't because of him. I got up wobbly and fell and cut my forehead on the dresser in the room.
Oh, this is horrible.
Nah, I literally asked for it. Don't worry, he doesn't know I have this photo of him.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I got my punches in, girl.
I could never be that way with him.
When you talk to him next time, talk to him about a safe word. I mean, only use it if you really, really don't want to do something or you're having an internal crisis. He's actually pretty good at spotting them. I mean, right now he's giving you gentle, for him, sex. No impact play, I mean, making sure that it's all things you want to do. However, this aftercare seems to be similar because what you're describing was how he treated me. And I fucking hated it because I just wanted to fuck him, but it made me just... it made the impossible 18-year-old who...
Who what?
Never mind. That's something he doesn't even realize, and I'm not telling you either. Anyway, what I'm saying is that you don't have to worry about him and share with him. Do you love him?
He wants me to fuck around and have experiences, and I don't want him to do the same thing. That sounds controlling as fuck, and because of that, I'm not sure how to feel.
He told me the same thing when he shot me down.
Oh, no. I mean, I told him this before I met you. You two can still do things.
Well, thank you for that compromise, because I was going to agree that it sounded controlling as fuck. Okay, how about we go back and record as much as we can without him, okay? And we'll back up and leave out the asshole comment. Is that good with you?
Yeah, okay.
Wolf, if you hear this, cut everything from Junie saying timid assholes, okay? Do not put on Patreon. Okay, so Antonio was a timid bird and...
He never even had kissed a girl. He was my age, but he just didn't know how to, you know, like, get girls, and he felt awkward. I'm not going to go into super granular detail with this, though, okay?
Why? You being in control is kind of hot, actually.
But it's Antonio's story to tell. This is what I will say. Communication is important. It was a wonderful time because he listened to me and he listened to my needs. If I said no, he didn't do something, but if I told him something was good, well, he remembered and made sure to do it right. He experimented as much as I would allow him to.
Yeah, can we get a bit more details here? Come on, I'm playing with my clit here, wanting more.
You are?
Duck under the table and see.
Holy shit!
Let me come, Juniper.
Okay. Antonio, I need you to come. I'll be able to come after you come. Please, let me do something for you. I can jack you off. I can give you a blowjob. Are you sure? Do you have condoms? Oh, good boy. Keep these stocked up, okay? A woman will appreciate a man who's safe. I brought some, just in case.
How big was this dick?
What is with the obsession with dick size?
Listeners want to know how big the dicks are. Just look, I got a text message from Miss Star Wolf. Remember to ask her how big his dick was. Insert the Juniper won't say the dick size theme. We got one of those, right? Folks, she's showing me a good average dick size right now. So, all you average dick guys out there named Antonio, this one's for you.
You want me on top? I can do that, sweetie. How's that? I'm very wet, so it's gonna make a lot of noise, okay? Oh, God, yes, you can touch me. Anywhere. You can do that harder, sweetie. That's good. You can buck your hips up. Do whatever you need. Fuck. This feels good. You want to suck my tits? Let me lean down and put them in your face. Oh, God. Oh, God, your tongue feels really good. You picked that up really well. Bent over like this. I can do long strokes. You like? I like it, too. I'm going to make you come now, okay, sweetie? What do I mean by that? Well, I'm almost there, and I need you to come to make me come, and I can't take it, so... I'm leaning back and... I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. I'm coming. Holy shit. You're ballooning that condom up. Oh, fuck. Grab my hips. I'll milk your cock for more cum. I'm sorry, but you look like you're stoned. I know my pussy isn't that good. And...
Fuck. Oh,
you don't have to fake.
Faking. Oh, keep talking, Jane. Keep talking.
I'm wondering if my pussy is that good, though. Are all guys like that? Because I've seen that stone look before.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need to find you a virgin. What happened after that?
Oh, well. He felt extremely guilty, and he joined the church.
No fucking way.
I'll even let you know what church after we go off air.
Oh, well. Reverend Antonio, I know your dick is this big. Can I write it?
Shit. Fuck, I forgot to give a fake name.
Oh, man, I am going to go to that church and come in it. Right in the front pew.
Please. Oh, my God, please don't.
Oh, that's all the time we have for this week, folks. Whew. Now, I'm going to go and take advantage of Junie and make her come in response. Until next week, this is Juniper's Branching Out.
You know something? I'm going to give my plans a rain check. Let's do that date tonight.
Oh, no. You don't have to.
I want to. Let me go home and change.
I was 15.
What?
I was 15 when I lost my virginity. I'll tell you the rest tonight, but because of possible legal issues, Wolf asked me not to talk about that on air.
He shouldn't.
Just on the air, Junie. He has no issues with me talking about it anywhere else. I'll tell you all about the rest tonight. It'll give me a great excuse to reel you in. So I'll text you where to meet. Does 8 sound good?
Good, yeah.
Come here.
What?
That's for sticking through today.
You're not going to... Where did Victoria go? If you consider me the hot date, then yeah. I'm going to have to cancel tonight, but... Come here. Bedroom. Now. It was so fucking hot. While I was telling the story, she fucking came and then she fucking kissed me before leaving. I need to be used. Please, don't come in me though because I don't have time to clean it all out. I still have clothes from that shoot, right? Good. Just take me from behind, Daddy. Shit, oh, that does make you grow. Do it. I'm already wet, and I've been wet, so just stop talking and fuck me. Ah! Oh, yeah. Don't tease. Just fucking slam me. Oh, fuck. I love your cock. Pull my hair. Yank it back. Harder. Faster. Fuck. Use my body like I'm using your dick. Oh, shit. I love how you pound me. That's it. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come already. Shit. Oh, fuck. What are you doing? What? No, not my ass. Oh, sweet Jesus, that feels good. Holy shit. I feel your cum spraying up my back. Holy shit, it's getting all over it. Still dripping down my thigh. What do you mean that's just me? Fuck. Oh, I came harder than I thought I did. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I'm glad we both came quickly. Oh, I think that was our first actual quickie. I have to shower, get changed. Would you come in while I shower? I want to talk to you, but I need to get things done, too. I apologize for this being a last-minute change. She warned you it was going to happen, though. She said she was going to steal your girl. I'm not yours to steal, though. I'm glad you recognize that, but I realized I was also being shitty. You can do whatever you want with Victoria while we're figuring out, you know, what this thing we have is. Yes, other women too. I don't like it, but if you want me to see other people, I'm going to have to accept that. God damn, you came a lot. I can feel it sliding down with the water on my back. Look in to check and see if you got any in my hair. Oh, you don't have to look? Crap. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to shampoo then. What should I wear tonight? Really? That boarding school getup? Why? You think she thinks she's going to corrupt me? I don't think anything is going to happen tonight. No, I think we're just going to talk. We'll get to know each other and maybe have a sloppy makeout. Victoria says we should have a safe word. You and me, not me and her. Okay, how about orange? That settles it then. Promise me if you have sex with anyone but Victoria that you'll get tested? I don't want to say why. Fuck. Because I like you filling me with cum and coming all over me. Don't tease me. I know what I like, and I know you won't take advantage. No, I actually haven't had anyone fuck me in the ass, so I wasn't going to have to do that tonight for the first time. It is on the agenda, though. I don't have a proper shirt to go with this skirt. God, it feels too short. What's this? Oh, this dress shirt is perfect. It smells like you. You're not trying to ward Victoria off me, no? Oh, she likes this scent. You're not trying to have Victoria seduce me then, are you? I have to go. There are things I have to prepare at my house before I go to meet her. None of your business. Just lady things that I don't have here. I'll give you all the details in the morning. Next time on Juniper's Branching Out. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Ow. Ow.